Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And here again with the sport is Darren Frehel.
Good morning, Rachel. Very important game for the Irish under-17s this evening in the European Championships in Budapest. They meet the host nation Hungary in the final group game of the competition. Now, Poland have won this group, Group A, so this is a shootout basically for the runner-up spot to see who makes the knockout stages. We lost to Poland 5-1, but then got the campaign back on track, 3-0 victory over Wales. So the table looks like this. Poland on top on 6 points. Hungary and Ireland are on 3. Wales no points. The problem though for the Irish is they are 1 goal less off in the scoring difference than tonight's opposition. So this is must win. It gets underway at 7 o'clock. It's live on the RT News channel. Naz Razi has been involved with Shamrock Rovers' first team squad this season. He's certainly left his mark at these championships. He has a goal and 2 assists so far. And we're hoping he can lead the line tonight and help this side get the all-important win.
It's very good, yeah, to come away and represent your country in the biggest tournament of obviously the underage, under-17s. It's quality, yeah. I think obviously starting 2 of the games and getting a goal and 2 assists, I think it's very good, proud moment for me and my family. Yeah, I'm very enjoying it. Obviously training with the first team, getting loads of experience, coming out here and obviously showing what I can do. All the coaches texting me saying best of luck and saying obviously the first game they were telling me hard luck, we were better than that, and obviously we went and showed it in the second game. We worked very hard, we played tough opponents. We played in the elite phase, the first phase, unbeaten. And obviously, we're going to go win the game on Tuesday. It'll be a very big moment for all our family and our country to get to the quarterfinals.
Yeah, let's hope they can do it. Colm Mullany and Alan Cawley on commentary duty tonight. The game gets underway at 7 o'clock, so the lads will be on air just before that. The best way for you to do this is once the sports news is over on the 6-1 News, switch on to News Now and the game will be on. Good luck. Great game tonight. Hopefully they're growing into this tournament and they can get the job done. Newcastle have booked a place in next season's Champions League. That's after a scoreless draw against Leicester City last night. That point guarantees a top 4 finish in the Premier League. 1 game to go for them, and it means they're back in the Champions League for the first time in 2 decades. Eddie Howe is the Newcastle manager.
It's a big relief, actually. An amazing night to see the supporters, and just the general reaction to what we've achieved is incredible. And yeah, it's been a great evening for us. I think you always hope and you always believe, and I think you have to dream. But we didn't feel we were ready for that. And after last season's battle against relegation, it really was, could we consolidate and become a better team and, yeah, not have that flirtation with relegation that we had the season before and try and grow. And the lads have just been unbelievable for me this year. I can't praise them enough. Their mentality, their attitude, what they've given me in the club has been incredible.
So, top of the table in terms of top 4 places, much clearer. At the bottom, it is 2. Leicester remain in the relegation zone, 2 points adrift of safety. They play West Ham in their final game of the season, but they'll need to win that and hope Bournemouth can do them a favour against Everton to avoid the drop. So, basically, if Everton win next weekend, both Leeds and Leicester City will be in the Championship next season. The Irish women's soccer team will make more history this September. They'll play at the Aviva Stadium for the very first time as they host Northern Ireland in the Nations League. That game will take place on Saturday, the 23rd of September. Irish official Michelle O'Neill has been selected as an assistant referee for the Women's Champions League final between Barcelona and Wolfsburg next month. And speaking of officials and referees, 4 Irish rugby officials have been included in the team that will officiate at this year's Rugby World Cup in France. It's the largest representation from Irish officials since 2003 when the tournament was in Australia. Among them will be the former international herself, Joy Neville, who was on the Grand Slam winning team in 2013. Since then, she has refereed at the Women's World Cup final in Belfast and now becomes the first female to officiate at the men's tournament as a television match official. Joy's been speaking to Michael Corcoran and she started by making this admission to him.
It takes one person in a position to give you an opportunity in order to take it or leave it.
Yeah.
And thankfully I've taken each of the opportunities. And again, to think now I'm involved in a Men's World Cup is something that I would have dreamt of. Actually, to be honest with you, to begin with, when I did start refereeing, I probably wouldn't even thought it was something that I could achieve. A lot of things that I've achieved up to this point. I think your goals evolve, right? And I think, it's a massive honour. And I don't think there's any other words that that will describe it as better as best as that.
Over the last couple of years, Joy, people have been saying to me, oh, that's Joy Neville, she's breaking the glass ceiling all the way through. I mean, are you conscious of what you've done, even, you know, from a, I don't want to break up into men versus women, but just, you know, promoting the good that and women's sport and everything like that?
Look, I'm well aware of my responsibility around, like, I probably overly perform because I know that there is a minority group that will bring it back to the tags and labels, which I really dislike. You know, it's not about a description of the person out in the middle. It's just about a person doing the job to the best of their ability. And I'd hope to think, and I've always asked for to be selected on merit through performances. Sometimes when you leave too much externals in, you can't focus on the here and now. And the here and now, my primary role is to go out to the World Cup and put in performances and come away proud off the back of it with wonderful memories. I probably, down the line, when I look back, will understand that I have, you know, been the first to achieve certain things. And I'd hope to think that I've opened up doorways for others to come through, both young male and females. And yeah, I probably look back down the line and understand what I've achieved. But for now, it's about doing the job, and that's in 2.5 months' time.
Yeah, Joy Neville there. I've had the pleasure of seeing her many, many times refereeing in matches and working as an official. And the one thing that always strikes is so much respect, both from the rugby players and the crowd at these matches. And I think if she can just keep doing that,
brilliant,
she will be excellent at that Rugby World Cup. Munster have arrived in South Africa ahead of Saturday's URC final against the Stormers in Cape Town. Looks like a near fully fit squad for them to pick from Ben Healy, Jean Klein, completing their return to play protocols after taking knocks to the head recently. They have travelled with the group. Tiger Woods is out of the US Open. No real surprise there. He's continuing to recover from recent ankle surgery. And racing today at Punchestown from 1:45 in Goran, where the action gets underway at 4:35.